Tonight, Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat, so the minhag Yisrael is to eat fruits on Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat. The Magen Avraham brings it down, it's in Kufra Mudvav. The minhag Ashkenazim is to eat different types of fruits on Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat. So Pashas, the reason is only dependent on fruits which grow on trees, Peres Ha'ilon. Because Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonas. So in the Mishnah, we're passing out the Basilah Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonas is Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat. The Nafkumin is Be'ikah for Maisa on Peres. The Racha Ba'Maisa is you can't take Maisa from one year on the next year. Maisa has to be each year, not Mishana Lachaverita, the year, the new year that starts for Maisa and Peres starts for Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat. Nafkumin is also for Arla. Arla has also got years. The years for Arla start by Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat. Bikurim, you can't take from Mishana Lachaverita. These are all the dinim which will depend on fruits that grow on the trees. So the minhag is to eat fruits on Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat, because now is the Rosh Hashanah, the new year, the sap starts going up in the trees, and now the trees start their new cycle. So the chayyur lefi this, there's only a reason to make to eat ha'etz fruits. There's the chayyur no reason to eat ha'adama fruits on Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat. I saw in the advertiser that some people were advertising that they're giving ha'etz and ha'adama fruits for their collections. So Shailas, is there a makam for this ha'adama b'chlal? So first I thought it's pashut a mistake. But in my side, I looked around and I found there is a reason that applies even for ha'adama. In the Sefer Matamim brings an interesting reason. He says the reason why we eat fruits on Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah Leilonos. He says that since the shloshim yom kodem Purim, and Purim, the whole sud of Achashverosh was that he was happy that we're not building the Beit HaMikdash. Today in the Gemara, Yom Shechar Beit HaMikdash, nittel tam in aperos. The real good taste of the fruits have been taken away. He says, the Sefer Matamim says, that's the reason why we eat fruits on Chamesh Atzeh B'Shvat, is to remind us this thing, that since the Beit HaMikdash is gone, the taste of the fruits is not that good. Really, it would have been better if without the Beit HaMikdash, the taste would be even better. So we're reminding ourselves that we're looking forward to the time when the peros will taste even better. So the feed is, it's no chelik peres eitz or peres ha'adama. It's every peres. So nittel atam in a peres because of Chomet HaMikdash, it's mevuah, it's anything. I said that's one reason. That's the pashas, the Magen Avraham. I'm saying there's a makam for the eating ha'adama. There's a makam for it.
In the end, you already have to do it
2 days later. Very good. I said there's a makam for it. That brings us to our shaila. If a person does have in front of him what he's ready to eat, a mixture of ha'itz and ha'adama fruits, what bracha comes first? The case I want to discuss is where a person has, let's say like this, for a mashal, he has a melon, a grape, and an apple in front of him. These three fruits, that's what he wants to eat. Right, now the melon is ha'adama, yeah, the grape is ha'et, and the apple is ha'et. Problem is, when we have chiluk brachas, then ha'adama is koedem et. Let me say the klalim, and explain why it's a very complicated shaila. The basic klalim are, when a person has just ha'et fruits in front of him, let's say he has just ha'et, then we have klalim, it's chashav shalem chaviv gadol. Chashchag it's called. Chashav shalem, that's the same. Chashav shalem chaviv gadol. If he's just got ha'etz fruits, then we say, first thing is chashav. Chashav means peres of shivas aminim. Which shivas aminim comes first? So the halacha is whatever's closer to eretz, there's two eretzes, eretz kadm, eretz bashav. The first two psukim next to eretz are chitas oira, so they're not fruits, so leave them out. So it comes out that the zayis is the first, olives is the first, dates is the second, then is grapes, then is figs, and then is pomegranates. That will be the seder. If a person's just got a mixture of eight fruits, shevus aminim, this will be the seder, which shevus aminim will come first. If he's got no shevus aminim, or both are shevus aminim, and they're both equal, then, if the two eretzes will be the same, then it will come, the next klal is shalim. Yeah, whichever fruit is shalim, complete fruit, not cut up, that will be the next one in the order. After that, if both are shalim, or none are shalim, then you go to chaviv, whatever he likes better. The Rishonim Acholim, what chaviv means is, let's say something that he prefers now or something he generally likes, we pass kana halacha, it goes on what he generally likes. Even if now, for some reason, he prefers a different one, we go on what generally, normally he likes. That's what chaviv is. The fourth klal is gadol. Whatever, if you've got, you haven't got any of these three, then you go to whichever fruit is bigger. So these are the four klalim. It doesn't go eight, goes chash chag, chashuv shalem, chaviv gadol. These are the four klalim. Then, if a person has ha'adama and ha'eit, he's got two types of brachas, there's a chiddush in the Rishonim, that then we say, you know, we ignore all the klalim of shivas aminim, everything, it's a new klal. Since you've got a question between two different brachas, ha'adama and ha'eit, then we say, chaviv is koidam. And the Rashba explained, because the thing what the person likes best of this whole equation, what he's got in front of him, the thing what he likes best, he'll make a better bracha with a better kavana to thank Hashem with a gavisa extra ava because he likes it better. So we say, better he should make the bracha on the thing that he likes better, even though it's not as chashav as shivas aminim. So we ignore the klal of shivas aminim and shalim and all these things, and we say, whatever he likes better, it'll be first. Let's say you have a a melon and a grape, just a melon and a grape in front of him, and the grape is served with a minion, the melon he likes better. He will make ha'adama. People don't know this, but that is halacha kapaskan to Mishabura, that we make the bracha on the melon before the grape. Yes, kapaskan halacha, the Mishnah Berurah. Pardon? No. He has to have das, not to be mechavan on the eighth. If it's be mechavan on the eighth, it'd have a shayla. If it's be mechavan only for the melon, he makes
it. The melon comes before the
shiva. Yes. Pick a Mishnah Berurah. Different bracha, like two bracha. Only mechelot bracha. Yeah, of course, if it's a minion. If you've got chelot bracha, whenever you've got. Yeah. When you've got a question between two brachas, if he likes it better, if he's chavim. If he likes it better. If a person's got a melon and a grape in front of him, he likes the melon better than the grape, then the halacha is. Yes, he can. He has to be mechavan, not to be moitzi. If a person was mechavan to be moitzi, it's a problem where he was sasam. If he has mechavan lehedya that he wants to make only hadama on that, then he can make kodesh afterwards. The problem is only when he was sasam. In the etzim shayla of sorim, so then he has no prayer, he has to open it. He'll have to lose it. No, because the bracha has to go on the one he's eating. Yeah. So Kavanah was saying, if it's chiluk brachas, if he's got a suffix between two brachas, he's got adama on an eight, and he likes the adama better, chaviv will be koitim, because the svara, like the Rashi says, is he'll give if it's a gresser or shvach to Hashem on the thing that he likes best. So the chaviv is going to be stronger than the shavas minyan. Therefore, we come to our question: when the person has three things in front of him, he has melon, grape. A bit slow. Yeah, okay. He has melon, grape, apple. Now, in the seder, what he likes better, he likes the apple the best, melon second best, and grape third best. There with me? He likes the apple the best. He likes the melon the second best. He likes the apple the best. The apple is his best. Second best is the melon, which is the hadama. Third best is the grape. Yeah, it's not shalim. Let's leave shalim out. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Problem is, yeah, he's really stuck, this person. Because whatever he does, the question goes round and round. It's round and round in a circle. That's it. First, let's say shivas aminim. Shivas aminim is first. Grape, shivas aminim. We say, what do you mean? We've got a melon here, which is a different bracha, hadama. Whenever we said we have two different brachas, hadama on an eight, he likes the melon better than the grape. So the melon knocks the grape out, and the melon takes over. You'll say, make hadama on the melon. He likes the apple even better than the melon. So the apple's going to pull the bracha out of the melon's hand, and the bracha should be on the apple. Should he make a bracha on the apple or eight? He can't, because the grape takes it away from the apple, because the grape is shavas aminim. Meaning, yeah. But here in this case, the melon is hot, second best. The eight, yeah, that's clear. Here the problem is, since the melon of the hadama he likes better than the grape, so the melon pulls it out of the grape. So for what is he going to make it on the grape? The grape is the least like. He likes the grape the least here, so it's not going to be.
The chaviv is the melon.
The chaviv is the most chaviv is the apple. The apple. Second chaviv is the melon, and third chaviv is the grape. So the problem is, each thing pulls out of the other. If he makes, it goes round and round in a circle. So he's stuck, what to do? We've got a steer in the klalim and the brachas here. We don't know what to do. If you do on the apple, the grape takes it away because of the aminium. If you want to do on the grape, the melon will take it away because the melon is a different bracha and it's chaviv. Ah, somebody very good. Somebody suggested it. He's got a very good idea. Let's eat both together. Make her eight and eat the grape and the apple together. So in that, he's got a chaviv and a shavas aminim. Problem is, it's very shver to say that because, first of all, it's a ganzer shayla when you eat two things. If one is mevatel, the other b'mara is a ganzer sugya. But the main problem is, the whole halacha of kedima is that to give a chashivos, you take the one that is most chashuv and you makdim that. If you're eating two together, you're not being makdim. You've lost the whole din of akdama. The whole din is to be makdim one over the other. If you eat two, eat all three together, then you're not doing kadima either. To eat the food together, that's not kadima v'brachas. You're saying, I'm not doing kadima v'brachas. The halacha is to be makdim the most chashuv.
You're still making a very good bracha on the grape, in your case, because he wants to eat the apple immediately afterwards.
if the melon is better...
Because he now wants to eat an apple.
Yeah, And some of you say, when it comes to the, it's such a source on those lands, that normally the bracha goes only on one fruit. Afterwards, it includes other things. So the bracha has to be on the one that he likes, that you want, that he likes.
But he doesn't like grapes with this shattered plant. I don't like grapes.
That's the case here. Grapes is the least. He wants to eat it.
I don't like it. It's no difference.
It's still. You can take it away. Yeah, of course. If he takes one out of the equation, there's no shaila. Yeah. If he takes anyone out of the equation, he's left. Yeah. He wants to eat all three. This person wants to eat all three.
If you take one away,
if he takes one away, he's got an out the shayla. That's a it to get out the shayla. Well, how do we pass in the shayla? If he wants to eat all three, and he's got a, and he, how should he choose? So we said to eat both the chayla is nishmas taba because he's not doing kedima. So it's an interesting thing that in the post game it's not mentioned this shayla at all. There's a marshak in Chacham Shlomo talked to similar shayla by. In a similar case, but in such a case, we don't find it in the Pesachim at all. It's very interesting. In the Prima Gadim, Magan Avraham, Mishavruah, no one discusses this Shailet. Mamash only in the later Svarim, the Heintike Svarim, that have brought this in and out and discussed it. So in one of the Heintike Svarim wants to suggest like this, that we have to separate the two Shailas. Let's split the Shailas. One Shailah is a Shailah on which Chifetz you make the Bracha, on which Chefzer. That in the Ha'etz, your question is, great, or apple. That's a shayla in which chetzer is first, which bracha make on which chayfet. Then we pass out that shayla, grape, apple falls out, with grape shavas aminim. Then you're left with a different shayla, when it's chiluk bracha, it's a shayla on the gavra, it's a shayla on which bracha this man is going to make. So, yeah, of course it's because of the chayfet, but the shayla is, which bracha will he make better? So we say, our adama is stronger than hate. So we say, since one's a shayla in the gavra, one's a shayla in the chetzer shayla we pass on, we split the shaylas. Paskenos the chefter shayla. Say apple grape knocks out the apple. Apple's not part of the shayla. We're not making a bracha on the apple. So now we've got grape and melon. Make hardama. That's what quite a few of the sorim wants to suggest. But this is also a bit less shver tab because the ma'is of the shayla is on all three.
The chav is still the apple.
The shayla is on all three. But the ma'is of the I have a suffix here between three things. I don't know which one to do. We're sort of splitting the shayla. It's a bit And if I'm a mayor riot to say such a thing, it's a very nice svara, but the second that even a mechudish to get sad is a sefer kosher aliyah from Rabbi Falk, he wants to matzi a different sad. He wants to say a very chidish to get sad. He says, when you make the bracha ha'eitz on the grape, if you would make a bracha on ha'eitz, and you patter the apple. So he says, when you're making the ha'eitz on the grape, it's got in it the apple as well. So let you take and make a bracha ha'eitz on the grape. Are you telling me the melon's more chaviv? He said, no, the melon's not more chaviv. The melon may be more chaviv than the grape, but the apple is the most chaviv. My bracha 8 has in it, it's going to be similar to what you were saying before, but it's got the apple in it. So the 8 has got the most chaviv thing of the whole equation with it. So my 8 has got chaviv in it, and the bracha goes on the shivas aminim, because that's the grape is quite a shivas aminim. Are you telling me the melon is more chaviv? But the apple is even more chaviv, and my bracha 8 has in it, effectively, in the end of the day, it has in it the apple. So we may have got with my eight the side the apple and side the grape. It's a very big chiddush. It's shvetz v'ashtein. Because the ma'is of the bracha is not going on the apple. It's only pattering the apple. Yeah, the bracha, when you person makes a bracha, you can only make a bracha on one food. You're pattering the apple. At the end of the day, the bracha is either on the grape or on the apple or on the melon. It's a shvetz v'ashtein. It's got the apple. Pardon?
What's the apple on the grape?
To say the bracha goes on both, that whole thing could also be very shver, because the whole din of kedima is you pick the one that's the most chasha and you make the bracha on the one that's the most chasha. You can't go, if so, the whole din of kedima falls in a bit, falls away, because every time I'm making a bracha on the, well, why do I have to make the shivas aminim first? When I'm making my ha'eitz on the apple, it's going on the shivas aminim as well. You obviously, it's a shver, smart to say. Well, the whole kedima is you have to take one, this is the most chasha one, I have to make a bracha on this one. So it's also a shver, smart. How much about Matzia Anutzad as well? I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just talking about Matzia Anutzad here. What can that could be? We can clear on what's pshat and chaviv. What does it mean, chaviv? Does chaviv mean best or does chaviv mean better? Ma'od mustava to say that chaviv means my favorite thing. I have an equation here. I have, let's say, 10 fruits, or in this case, 3 fruits. The favorite one, that is chaviv. Second best and third best and fourth best, that's not chaviv. It's just a Seyda Hadvarim. The best. When the Rishonim said chaviv, something that's chaviv by me, that I make, it's got chashivas that I make it, like the Rashba says, I make the bracha's got a special extra kavana when I like it. I've got a special feeling for it because I like it the best. That applies to the best thing. I've got a hold of the fruits that I like best. That pulls me, so I make a special bracha. Because this is the third best, so I'm going to make a better bracha than the fourth best. I'm suggesting as far as Kenzan that the whole din of Chaviv passed only on one fruit in the whole equation. If we say this far, that Chaviv is only the best, not second best and third best, then we've also sorted out the whole shayla. Because what you're telling me, the melon is... What do we say here? He likes the apple the best, melon second best and grape best. Melon second best is nothing worth. Best is apple. So the question here is, apple grape. The grape is shivas medium. It's quite done. The melon is not part of the shayla, because the melon is second best. Second best is not chaviv. Chaviv is the best. That's what chaviv is. If we say this out, then we would say that it's on the grape. Again, I haven't got to write to the svara. And I looked for quite some years to find someone who said it. This year, B'schus HaRabim, some asked me to speak, so I looked around some and I found a sefer matzir. There's a sefer called Pitzchei Halacha from Rabbi Yamin Frost. He writes a lot of English books. He's got mechtavim at the back. He's like a matzir this side as well. The chaviv is, there's only one chaviv. There's only one best. There's no second best. There's not a chashivos. But Lamaisa, Acha Kala Maisim, all those words, what we've said, Lamaisa, if we're coming to Halacha Lamaisa, I would think that the Hanhaga Lamaisa would be, since it's not mentioned in any of the Friedrich Poskim, there's no Magen Avraham, there's no Prima Gadim, there's no grosser raya to any of the Sodom. We've said Svara Sahin, Svara Sahar, all the Svara being Matsya, nice Svaras, but strong rayas no one's got. So the Svara would take me, like you suggested before, to get the best idea would be to get out of the Shaila. Get out of the Shaila is very simple. You just take any of the three out of the equation, you can decide to eat it in 3 minutes' time. The whole Dishid Kadima is only if you're eating them all three, you want to eat them all now. You take any one of the three out, because I'm eating this in 3 minutes' time.
Leave on the table,
your bracha can go on it as well. But anything you've decided you're not eating now, there's nothing. The whole shayla kedima is when I'm eating all of them now, which one is first? If I've decided this thing I'm only eating in 3 minutes' time, there's no shayla kedima. It's klar on the post in that. So you just remove any one of them, whichever one you like. Any one you take out, you've sorted out the shayla. And then we've gotten out the shayla. So I'm saying, we must see a lot of stardom, what there is to do. And I'm saying, since there's no shtak, I'm a curve for any of the svaras. Yeah, exactly. The Taz says this, that there's so many shittas in Dinei Kedim Bebrachas. Maybe you can always do what you want, because whatever you do will be alright. But we don't pass like that. Allah brings it down, we don't pass like that. Like, what if in this case where it's a shayla, where we haven't got a clear raya, I think it's mistaba to say that best is just to get out of the shayla and move one away to eat it a few minutes later, and he sorted out the shayla.